From the CNN Center in Atlanta, I'm Nicole Lappin. Here's your Now in the News update. India's premier counter-terrorist force is hunting down militants at two luxury hotels and a Jewish center. The sites were attacked when terrorists struck targets around Mumbai on Wednesday, killing over 100 people and injuring more than 300. The search for the gunmen was then hampered by large fires at the Taj and Oberoi hotels, but officials say that security forces are making progress. A union cabinet minister says that terrorists appeared to have been planning these attacks for months and even set up control rooms at two hotels. An Israeli search team and a small FBI team are headed to India to assist the authorities there. And President Bush has already spoken to Indian authorities and offered his condolences to the Indian people. Both he and President-elect Obama are monitoring the situation. Obama condemned the attacks as well and said they demonstrated the grave and urgent threat of terrorism. And an Airbus jetliner making a test flight with seven people on board has crashed off the coast of France. The plane belonged to Air New Zealand. French officials say the A320 went down over the Mediterranean Sea. Helicopters and a patrol plane have been dispatched to the crash zone. And the Prime Minister of Thailand has declared a state of emergency at Bangkok's two main airports. The declaration really clears the way for authorities to move on that anti-government protesting that has paralyzed air travel in the capital for the past 2 days. They're demanding the Prime Minister's resignation. And the Iraqi parliament has voted to approve a sweeping new security pact with the United States. The deal includes a firm timetable for withdrawal for all U.S. troops from Iraq by December 31st, 2011. The assembly was forced to postpone the vote on Wednesday due to last-minute negotiations among Shiite and Sunni factions. And those are the headlines at this hour. For more on those stories and other news of the day, CNN is always your source online, on TV, or on your cell phone.